This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Ron Vainberg from Ron Vainberg International talking about a webinar he's going to be hosting on behalf of the fine folks of CU Members Mortgage, and it is entitled How to Grow Your Purchase Business in a Slowing Market, so check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Ron Vainberg from Ron Vainberg International. Wow. Pretty cool stuff, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks so much for having me today.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome. We were talking about a webinar that you're doing with the folks at CU Members Mortgage come up here later this month. And it's going to be entitled How to Grow Your Purchase Business in a Slowing Market. And I think a lot of people are going to be wanting to know what's going on there. Everyone's getting their crystal balls out and saying, okay, what's going to happen here? And you just happen to have one in your midst. But before we get to that stuff, give us a quick backgrounder on Ron Vainberg. Who are you and what do you do and how do you help out folks?
Okay. Well, again, thanks for having me. And my history very quickly is in the industry 34, 35 years. Started out as an originator, like most of us did. Originated for many, many years. Owned a mortgage company for a number of years. Wow. Managed, kind of ran the gamut on retail origination. And then for the last, this is my 25th year of training and coaching mortgage originators, working with managers and leaders, anywhere from banks, mortgage bankers, brokers, and of course, credit unions as well. None. In fact, the last few years, the credit union world has been growing for me like crazy. So that's why we're here today.
All right. Yeah, exactly. So let's dive into the webinar topic here. Again, it's how to grow your purchase business in a slowing market. So can you provide a quick overview here before we dive into the weeds a little bit?
Absolutely. Well, as we know, the market's slowing and we're poised for a lot of change coming up. And the genesis of this program is just about that the market is changing. People need to make a shift. Originators, mortgage companies, banks, credit unions, everybody's got to make a shift where they're going to have to get more purchase business. And this program, so when we talk about a slowing market, although the purchase market is expected to go up by 9% from last year, refinances are expected to decline by more than 60%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See that happen.
And so even if purchases go up 9%, you're not going to replace all of that other volume. Mm-mm. So the idea behind this program is to help originators and credit unions grow their footprint in the purchase market, whether it's from their existing membership or as importantly, or even more importantly, how to develop relationships outside the credit union, how to develop referral partners and realtors and what have you. Mm-hmm. Because if you really want to grow your purchase business, you're going to have to go beyond your membership. If you don't go beyond your membership, then you're going to see even a greater decline.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. As the housing prices continue to rise as well. So you want to get in on that for sure. So what are a couple of takeaways from the webinar? Because you gave us kind of a, I don't want to steal all your thunder here, Ron. We want to save a little for the show, for your webinar. But just give us a couple of takeaways for that, because I think you alluded to a few in your first response there.
Sure. And the takeaways are simply this. Right now, if I'll take a step back for just a second, you have a lot of loan officers that have been working incredibly hard for the last few years because the phone's been blowing up.
Oh, yeah.
So now they need to get purchase business. And so the takeaways are, if you are an originator, how do you set yourself up to start going out and getting business? What do you need to know? So the takeaways that you're going to come away with from this program is understanding the concept of positioning, meaning every single person, every realtor, every borrower, every referral partner, when you go to meet with them, the first thing that's going to go through their head is, what's in it for me? And I don't mean that selfishly, but we all operate that way. We have to understand what's in it for us.
Yeah.
So why should they meet with you? Why should they talk with you? And that's what positioning is all about. So after you create your positioning, well, that's part of it, but you can have the greatest position in the world, but now you have to know how to message it. If you don't know how to message it, it's like having the greatest soda, beer, food, whatever it is. If you don't know how to put it out to the marketplace, it's still not going to help you.
You're right.
So that's where we transition to how to message it out, how to get noticed in this crowded marketplace. So you're aligning your positioning with your messaging. Mm-hmm. And then the third main component, there's more to it, but the third main component is, okay, how do you get an appointment now? Because if you can't even get an appointment, you still don't have much of anything.
Yeah.
So that's really the primary focus of what you need to do, because let's face it, you get more appointments, you're going to get more business.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. No doubt. So it sounds like the last couple of years, it's almost been an order taking environment. Whereas now it sounds like the credit unions or the folks in this business are have to do a little bit more legwork to get that purchase business going. Right. Is that a kind of a fair assessment, or am I off base a little bit?
No, you're right on the money, but it's not just credit unions. Everybody has to start doing this legwork.
Right.
And the good news is, there's tremendous amount of opportunity for everybody, mm-hmm. because the majority of loan officers are struggling with this. They've been doing this for a long time, and now they feel like they've got to go out and start prospecting all over again, and they feel like they're starting over.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that is a mental struggle for many, many people, especially people who've been in the business a long time, because that whole starting over concept just feels wrong. It feels uncomfortable. So there's huge opportunity for any originator that's willing to be on the phones, mm-hmm. but not answering the phones, actually picking up the phone and making other people's phones ring.
Right, right. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So what's the significance of this topic, especially for credit unions today? Because after what we've been through the last couple of years, and now you're talking about, you kind of have this mindset of starting over, it seems like there's a few hurdles to be jumping over here. So what's the significance of this for credit unions today?
Significance for credit unions is tagging on to what I said before. They've been living on refis. They've been living on their membership. Yep. They've done an incredible job with it. Now, a lot of that is going to go away. You have the staffing, you have all the resources to support more originations, plus you want to have a successful mortgage operation. So it may not come just from your membership. You may have to expand your membership, and that's where outside relationships with referral partners and other sources of business is so important.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. Actually, we're doing this interview just last week. I was at the Independent Mortgage Bankers Association conference in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of great that comes out from that conference. One of the things they're talking about is that the expectation is that mortgage rates are going to be sooner than later around 4%. That's going to further kill the refis.
Oh, yeah.
The purchase market, I'm not really worried about. A lot of people are freaking out about it. I'm not worried about it for the simple reason that there's so much pent-up demand. And even though rates have risen, home buying offers aren't again, because now we're dealing with the fear of missing out.
Mm-hmm.
So we still have rates rising. We still have home prices rising because of demand. So I'm not overly concerned about the future of the market. But there was a statistic that came out which kind of blew my mind. And it showed how much area of lending represents. So I don't remember the exact numbers. I'm actually going to share it on the presentation. But your depository banks, if I remember correctly, represent about 17% of mortgages. Independent mortgage bankers, independent mortgage banker, non-depository institutions is 60 and change.
Mm-hmm.
Credit unions for at least the last 10 years, because they have this all charted, have represented 6% of originations.
Oh, wow.
That's it.
Wow.
It's kind of like a flat line
of
credit unions, what they've represented in the market as a whole. So everybody's gone up, everybody's coming down. Question is, now that everybody's coming down, if that 6% remains 6%, is that going to be enough for all the credit unions to sustain their mortgage operations?
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is the wake up call.
Yeah. But it sounds like there's enough opportunity though. If a lot of folks are coming down, time for credit unions to jump on that part of the business for sure. Oh my gosh.
And the credit unions, I'm sorry, just to jump in.
Yeah, go ahead.
And a lot of the credit unions, and I find this when I'm doing my presentations in the training, they don't realize just what a competitive advantage they actually have out on the street.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of them just don't know how to deliver that message. And that's really part of what this program is about.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, before I let you go here, what's your outlook? I know you kind of alluded to it a little bit in your previous responses, but what's your outlook on mortgage lending / real estate trends in 2022? Because you said, based on the conference that you just went to, interest rates are forecasted to go up to 4%. But in the bigger picture, that's still pretty darn good, because I remember back in the 1800s when I bought my first house, I think we bought it like at 7%, and we were over the moon about that. We were like, oh my gosh, we got 7%. Are you kidding me? So it's still not bad. But what's your take on what's going to happen this year?
I do believe rates are going to go up and continue to go up. I don't think they're going to go astronomically anywhere, you know, high threes, low fours. I don't believe there's just so much pent up demand. I am not worried about purchasers, enough purchasers out there. There is a huge shortage of inventory. The big X factor, which I don't have a prediction for, is what's going to happen in the spring market. Are a lot of people going, finally, it's time for me to sell? Or are they going to just do, hey, this is what I'm doing. I actually just had to go downstairs for this interview and tell them, hey, we're doing a massive renovation on our house. And I look at my neighborhood, and there are many people that are doing renovations on their houses. So I know I'm not going anywhere, and I know they're not going anywhere either. And then, of course, it leads to the question, if I sell, where do I go?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So we are kind of locked into this. So there's this big variable or this big unknown as far as what's going to happen with inventory. But from my perspective, no matter what happens, I still think there's not going to be nearly enough inventory, and new construction is struggling as well because they cannot get materials.
Exactly. Yeah. And the price of those materials too. Oh my goodness.
Price of materials. So I believe that no matter what the market does, there's always opportunity for anybody who's going to sell and market, promote their services.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're spot on with, especially with the FOMO, fear of missing out. You know, a lot of people are still, that's going to drive a lot of people to buy for sure. Hey, again, before I let you go here, when is the webinar? And again, when, where, all that type of stuff. When can we go check it out?
The webinar is Thursday, February 17th.
Okay.
It's going to be at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Gotcha. Okay.
As far as where do they go, they're going to be receiving an email if they haven't already. I'm sorry, I just had to go blank. I'm so used to being in charge of marketing events. I'm like, well, just go to this website. I'm like, well, wait a second. No. No. You're going to be hearing from, you know, through emails, all the details, everywhere to sign up if you haven't already, and it's going to be free.
Right on. And we'll put the link. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you're going to put the link. It's going to be 60 minutes, but I'm actually going to stay on after the 60 minutes for anybody who wants to ask me any questions.
And I'm sure you will have plenty for sure. Yeah. People are very curious about what to do and what's going on, all that good stuff. And again, we'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to it. Click on it.
Excellent.
Sign up. And this is one you don't want to miss for sure, everybody. So you got to go check it out. Again, Ron Vainberg, How to Grow Your Purchase Business in a Slowing Market. Very timely stuff indeed. Ron, thank you so much. I really appreciate this time. And we'll be there watching on the webinar as well. Can't wait.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.